Sirens rang out late Wednesday morning on the downtown streets and were audible in East Trail as thick smoke poured from the Tech Trail smelter just before noon. Tech Trail spokesperson Jane Gary confirmed to the Trail Times Wednesday afternoon that there was no fire. Trail operations had a temporary power outage this morning, resulting in dust being released from the slag fuming furnaces, she explained. There was no fire and no safety risk. Slag furnaces. The slag fuming furnace at Tech Trail operations remains a vital part of the company's lead and zinc smelting process, serving both metallurgical and environmental functions. The No. 3 slag furnace, built in 1997 as part of a major modernization project, was designed to complement the then new KIVCET furnace. It features improved gas handling systems, baghouse dust capture, and energy-efficient controls. The No. 3 fuming furnace treats molten slag from the KIVCET lead smelter, recovering residual zinc and lead that would otherwise be lost. The recovered fume is refined into zinc products, while the now depleted slag is sold to cement manufacturers or stockpiled. Tech says its operations maximizes metal recovery while minimizing emissions, and recent upgrades have further reduced sulfur dioxide output. Trail's slag fuming technology was first developed in-house in 1930 by Cominco, making it the first commercial application of its kind in the world. The original furnace enabled the recovery of approximately 85% of the zinc and nearly all of the lead in blast furnace slag, helping the company reduce metal-laden waste and improve overall yields. This process became a foundational innovation in global smelting practice. Today, the No. 3 slag furnace reflects more than 90 years of metallurgical innovation at Trail. It not only supports primary metal production, but also demonstrates how older infrastructure can be adapted for modern resource recovery. In the mid-2000s, Tech also pioneered the use of its older No. 2 slag furnace to recycle electronic waste, a novel adaptation that allowed for safe destruction of organic materials while recovering trace metals. The furnace continues to process tens of thousands of tons of secondary materials annually, including lead-acid batteries, CRT glass and other industrial wastes, according to Tech sustainability reports, 2020-2024.